Hey guys, welcome to A Moment with Mimi.
I'm Mimi, a registered nurse, and I am also a certified health coach, and I specialize in self-care.
You have stumbled across my podcast, so congratulations. This is the most awesome thing you will ever do in your life.
Haha, just kidding. But no, seriously.
So at first this was some type of educational thing, but that didn't really keep my interest, so I decided to switch it up and just take you all on the journey through self-care to a better life, a healthier life, a more enjoyable life, higher quality of care, whatever you want to call it. I'm focusing on my own personal self-care, and I'm documenting it so that other people can use it for inspiration and hopefully make some positive changes. So this week, the topic of focus is consistency. Last week, I talked about how I have to trust myself because I make good decisions. And building upon that is the fact that I have to be consistent with the positive decisions that I make. I have just about every type of self-care in my life that I think I need. I struggle, though, to maintain a steady routine of my self-care practices. And having that routine is what leads to optimal outcomes. So I'm focusing on being more consistent. I guess I should share what I do. So right now, I'm doing weekly acupuncture. I drink my teas. I order some specialty teas from Crystal the Alkaline Doula. And then I brew my own ginger and mix it with turmeric and lemon. And so I drink those two teas plus at least about almost 2 liters of water a day. I need to lower my carb intake and increase my vegetable and fruits, but I eat seasonally and I prefer the spring and summer fruits over the winter ones. So right now, I really have to buckle down and just find something that I enjoy so I will be more consistent with it. But that's coming. I can't expect myself to do it all at once. I'm making positive strides every day, so I'll just have to keep working on that. I also meditate probably about 10 minutes a week, which really isn't a lot. I should meditate more because it is very relaxing, but I don't. So what can you do? I also used to enjoy going to yoga. Love yoga. A friend introduced me to yoga, and I did not realize how much of a workout it is. She introduced me to Ashtanga, and it really engages your muscles. And when I was doing it, I was getting like thick. Like I was in the gym doing squats and stuff like that. But I don't really like leaving the house when it's cold. So the yoga has kind of died down. I have replaced it with 30 minutes on our exercise bike about 4 to 5 days a week. I'm shooting for 6 to 7 days a week of exercise because it really does make a difference in the way I feel and the way my body works. But just being realistic, I like to sleep. And so if I come home and I get settled and, you know, all that stuff and don't specifically stop to get on the exercise bike, I'm not going to force myself to do it later in the day when I've already gotten to relax. But that is something that I would like to do. I'm going to increase how often I get on the exercise bike, up it from that 4 to 5 to 6 to 7, simply because it really does make a difference. So this week, I've been pretty consistent with everything. I did my acupuncture. I did my exercise. I think I did exercise like 5 times for 30 minutes, which is the recommended amount. I drank my teas. I drank my water. I did not binge on carbs as much as I wanted to, but I did have a little too much of my favorites. I had too many potato chips. I did not have too much chocolate, though. So, you know, that's a win. What else do I do for my self-care? Sleep. I love to sleep. I've gotten plenty of sleep this week. Unfortunately, I had to miss out on my family get-togethers. My in-laws had a get-together. And my mom's side of the family had a get-together. And I was originally supposed to go to my in-laws because I knew about it first. And I, you know, told my husband that I would go. But I had an upset tummy. And part of me wanted to kind of push through and go because I knew I was going to enjoy seeing everybody. Then the other part of me was like, I don't want to be like in the bathroom the whole time. And the bathroom's on the main hallway. That's kind of embarrassing. So I had to really weigh that situation out. And I chose to stay home. I'm an anxious person by nature a little bit. Probably not really. I don't know. But that would have made me a little bit extra anxious, you know, having an upset tummy in a social environment, which would have further compounded the problem. So the most logical thing to do was to listen to my body and be like, girl, stop. Stop playing. Do not go to these people's house and blow up their bathroom. So I didn't. And at first I was sad, but then I was like, what can you do? And then my husband got home and he was teasing me, said my booty sounded like a cannon was going off in the night. I guess because I had a lot of gas. But I told him I didn't feel good, so I don't know what he expected. But anyway, consistency. Gotta be consistent with your routine and your healthy practices because that's how you really solidify them and have a good foundation to build upon and increase the quality of your life. I have been consistent with honoring my own personal needs too. I listened to myself and knew that if I put myself in a certain situation, it would not have a positive outcome. And I'm glad about that because in the past, I would have felt bad like, oh, you know, I'm letting him down. I'm letting them down. No, not really. They might have missed me, but I think my anxiety and my embarrassment would have been more pronounced than the enjoyment. So that was the best decision. And I actually feel a lot better now. I took it easy, drank a bunch of liquids, stayed hydrated, had very nourishing things to eat and snack on. And it really made a difference. The ginger tea was very soothing to my stomach. So now I feel 100%. I can't say for sure, but I feel like if I would have gone out to my in-laws, to my family, to his Christmas party, you know, just pushing myself that little bit extra, I might not feel so hot today. And today is Sunday. It's my day of preparation. It's, you know, when I get ready for the week. So it could have been a domino effect. It would have been like a not so fun Friday and then a really not so fun Saturday and then a not productive Sunday, which would have led to not so great Monday and Tuesday at work, because today I had to go and get some fruit and get some of our morning juice, our morning drinks. We get this stuff from Publix. I can't remember the name of it right now, but it has like elderberry and black pepper and just a whole bunch of things that really make you feel good. And so the way my work schedule goes, I don't really have a lot of time to go down to the cafeteria. So if I don't set myself up for success before the work week, I find myself hungry at work, which leads to decreased productivity. So it was really worth it. Just that decision about that one day, I feel like is going to help me to have a great week. I am being more consistent about listening to my intuition and my body and just common sense and following through with it. So, yeah, that was my self-care for this week. Consistency. I think you have to do something for like 21 days before it becomes a habit. So if you have some things that you would like to make a habit in your life that you have noticed really adds to your quality of life, then just stick with it. Be consistent. Set yourself up for success. Figure out what it is that you need to be great and set aside some time to make sure those things are in place. Nobody really knows off the bat what they need, so it takes a little bit of trial and error, a little bit of exploration, sometimes inspiration from the people around you who have positive behaviors that you and mind having yourself. Wherever you find inspiration, take it, appreciate it, figure out what it is that you need to function optimally, and then incorporate that in your life and be consistent about it, and you will be surprised at the results of your efforts. Didn't really want this to be a super long episode because I didn't really think I had a lot to say, but I guess I had a little bit more than I thought. I thought I was going to talk for like 5 minutes, but it's already almost 12 minutes. Interesting. But anyway, until next time.